Good.
I have a question from Hugh. Hugh asks, I've experienced many different styles of opening statement. In one case, opposing, this is a counsel, Hugh Eastwood. I may know Hugh, I don't know, but let me just keep reading. You know him?
Yeah.
Good. So he said, Hugh asks, in one case, opposing counsel was highly aggressive and dismissive of our position, handing out a memo of, and Westlaw printouts of case law. I felt it was solely for the benefit of his own client. Unfortunately for me, my client was smart enough to recognize that. What styles of opening do you find most helpful? I'll let you answer that question, Kim, and then I will also answer.
Oh, good. I always do a caucus first mediation where I talk to both sides before we do any kind of an opening. And I always prep both sides to say, to understand that they're going to hear things they don't like. They're going to hear things they maybe don't agree with. And to let them know this is not, you know, I'm not a judge. I'm not going to be issuing a decision. So don't, please don't interrupt the other side, but it's really important that both sides be heard. But then I also follow up with, and this is maybe more true with the defendants, to make sure that they understand that if they go in with this incendiary language, that they are going to make the plaintiff mad and they're going to make the plaintiff's lawyer defensive. And is that what we're trying to do today? Because this is a mediation. It's not your opening statement before the jury. And I usually will ask the defendant if they'd consider an apology, you know? So let's say we're doing a car wreck and the defendant says, I am so sorry this accident happened. I'm so sorry you incurred these injuries. It's in a mediation. This is not going to be able to be used in court. And it lets the plaintiff know that you're a human being, you know, that you have feelings too. And I find that that's extremely effective. I know a lot of defense lawyers are like, no, I'm never going to do that. But I find it really effective if they're willing to do it. So openings, you know, a lot of times in mediations, people don't do openings anymore because of that. They feel like it just sets the stage backwards. But Gary, I do some pre-suit mediations, meaning, you know, no lawsuit has been filed, but...
And those, you got to talk more about the facts and present.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to look at where are you in the lawsuit. If you guys have already gone through summary judgment, maybe opening statements really are unnecessary. So you got to look at it.
My experience is, Hugh, so it's interesting. So in the case, one of the many cases you've mediated for me, but the first one, they literally brought in the CEO of a hospital and looked across from my client and apologized to her, and he meant it. And he explained to her what the hospital had done to change things so that this would not happen again. And that was powerful and
powerful.
Not BS, and it moved and it helped. And I've also had that. I've had this many mediations where they say, they walk in and say, listen, we're going to talk about facts and you're going to hear stuff. But before we get started, you were injured, you suffered a loss, and we're really sorry for that. And I can't tell you how many times I get med mal leads or other cases where they're like, they want vengeance. They don't, even if they don't have a case. So, to answer Hugh's question more particularly, Hugh, I don't do opening statements anymore. What I do, because it's not going to, you know, me yelling at a claims adjuster, I've already drank the water. I'm already a fighter. I'm fighting for my client. They know that. It doesn't change the game. So what I try to do is I try to before, so that they're prepped, so that that adjuster can go to their bosses and get all their stuff, is if I'm going to do an opening statement, I put it in writing and I send it to them 2 weeks before. I have literally done PowerPoint presentations where 2 weeks before I will send it to the other side and say, here's all the great stuff from the depots. Here's the picture. Here's the video I did. I'm not going to waste your time and do a dog and pony show in front of a bunch of people so that you feel like I have you a captive audience and now you got to listen to some darn plaintiff's lawyer who you don't want to listen to. You already talked to enough more of these people, but here it is. And you digest it because this is what it's going to look like at trial. That way the adjuster gets to see it. They get to digest it. Let them let them give them their responses. Great. And then let them run up the chain of command so that they come with plenty of authority. The other thing that does is it shows them respect, that you respect the adjuster and the insurance company's professionals on the other side. So you're just not there to yell at them and berate them. The other thing, let me say one other thing on this issue, if you don't mind, Kim, is one of the other things you got to decide into going to mediation is, do you want to settle your case or not settle your case? Because if you want to settle your case, you should play your cards, right? I mean, how often are you at trial when you really surprise someone? I mean, that's just...
I couldn't agree with you more. And when I have parties that do that, you know, have some piece of evidence that they think is just so outstanding, and they'll say, but don't tell the other side. And I think, well, wait a minute, are we here to settle the case? Why would you not want me to tell the other side? You should have told them 2 weeks ago or a month ago before this mediation even started. And the other thing I find is that usually, and this has happened to me, usually the other side already knows it. So you think they don't know, but they know, but they don't want you to know they know. It's like, oh, God.
And if you talk to lawyers who have done this for a while, we know what it's going to look like at trial, or experienced people on the defense side. You're like, listen, you're going to put this evidence in. I'm going to say this. The jury's going to kind of hear this, or the judge is probably going to let this part of in, but not this part, or blah, blah, blah. So that can be helpful.